This is Apollo Control at 30 hours, 6 minutes. Apollo 14 at this time is 117,213 nautical miles from Earth. The spacecraft velocity, 4,483 feet per second. About 2 hours ago, an auspicious event slipped by unnoticed as the spacecraft passed the halfway mark in terms of total mileage, or in terms of mileage to the moon, I guess we should say, at 27 hours, 4 minutes, 42 seconds. Apollo 14 was 109,172 nautical miles from Earth, or halfway between Earth and the moon. The spacecraft velocity at that point was 4,779 feet per second. We'll cross the halfway point in time on the trip to the moon at 40 hours, 56 minutes. Both the distance and the time halfway point are dependent upon a normal mid-course correction 2 should that MCC-2 maneuver, which is scheduled to be performed in a little less than 30 minutes, give us different values. It would, of course, change the total distance by some small amount. The flight dynamics officer has also computed a new set of coordinates and a new time for the arrival of the S-4B at the lunar surface. The impact is scheduled to occur at a ground elapsed time of 82 hours, 38 minutes, 3 seconds, and our new set of coordinates are as follows. The latitude of the impact point now appears to be at 9 degrees, 32 minutes south, the longitude 26 degrees, 20 minutes west. What we're seeing is a gradual shift of the impact point slightly to the west and moving a bit closer to the Apollo 12 seismometer. Again, to repeat the information on the scheduled mid-course correction, which is occurring at the second mid-course correction opportunity, it will be the first mid-course. The burn is scheduled to occur at 30 hours, 36 minutes, 7 seconds ground elapsed time. The burn duration will be 10 seconds, and it'll be performed with the surface propulsion system engine, giving a total velocity change of 71.4 feet per second. And the bulk of that velocity change will be in a radial direction, or back towards Earth. And the effect of the maneuver will be to bulge the trajectory slightly so that the spacecraft arrives at the moon a little later and also at the planned altitude of 60 nautical miles. Without the burn, the spacecraft would pass by the moon at an altitude of 2,104 nautical miles. And it would arrive 40 minutes earlier with the burn. It places the arrival time back 40 minutes to coincide with the ground elapsed time, the Greenwich Mean Time. Correction on that, the time of arrival is fixed by the cutoff conditions of translunar injection, the mid-course correction burn, taking into account the fact that we will be arriving at the moon at the planned Greenwich Mean Time, will depress the trajectory so that the flyby the moon prior to going into lunar orbit is at 60 nautical miles. And we're now 25 minutes, 54 seconds away from that mid-course correction maneuver. The maneuver, in addition to lowering the distance at which the spacecraft passes by the moon, will also remove the spacecraft from a free return trajectory in at least one sense, and that is that following the burn, it will no longer be possible to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere in the proper entry corridor using only RCS propulsion capabilities. Once this mid-course correction has been performed, in order to enter the entry corridor properly, it will require either the subsequent mid-course corrections using the SPS engine or the descent propulsion system engine on the lunar module. At 30 hours, 11 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston, standing by.